Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you Bob?
Oh, you'd have took me completely by surprise there. That chirpy, childish. Ooh, hey up. Are you sure you want to be a cartoon?
Well, you said last week you didn't want the sigh anymore. I should try something different.
Well,
and I thought, what's the opposite of a sigh? And that was what I came up with.
Well, I must admit, I didn't expect the spoken word though. I wanted more like a noise.
Oh, a different noise.
As I say that, I realise that's a big ask, a different noise. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what. Ooh.
Yeah,
that's like something like that.
That would have done the trick.
Shall I start again then?
Yeah, I'll give you a challenge. Make the noise of a man who's disappointed because he's just been served up an omelette and it's too runny. Now we're back to the side, are we?
It's not as easy as you think, is it? The parameters of sound.
All right, well, here's another challenge. All right, try and make, without sighing, Andy, the noise of a man who's just looked down and noticed he hasn't got any feet.
Fucking hell.
Hey! How's Thank that? You for that. I like that interview.
Shall I start again?
Do that one
Clean
again, yeah?
That, okay. Fucking hell!
Yeah, there you go. I like him because there's a hint there that, well, so be it.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
I can adapt to this.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, isn't it?
He's probably, I just sense that he's still walking. He's still walking.
He'll be tottering. On his hoofs.
Talking hoofs. About naming men with no feet.
Yeah.
Would you like to choose a name?
Please do, yeah.
Would you like to be Dick Pictures?
What's his origin story?
He's just Dick Pictures.
Best not to explain, elaborate on that
you
one.
You could be Fred Box.
Fred Box.
Not a great name. But he's
solid
name. Yeah. He's a farmer.
Yeah.
Mainly beet farming. Occasionally parsnips for the Christmas market. Then one deal is he did kill his wife with a sawn-off shotgun. Regretted it ever since. But community don't speak to him because he shot his wife. Fred Box.
There's a lot of that in the farming community, though, isn't there?
I think so.
The
a lot
shotgun
of grudges.
Murder. Right, I'll think about that. Have you got any others?
Well, of course you can be. Is it Ronnie Hot Dog?
Ronnie
you
Hot
are?
Dog, yeah.
I mean, I just noticed I'd written down Shitty Man. But I don't know.
Either one offer
right.
That.
I'll offer you
I'll just stick with Ronnie Hot Dogs this week.
All right, Ronnie.
I've got some for you. You can be Honky Tonk if you want to be.
Yeah.
Or Probe Tube 54
right.
Or Probe Tube 56, because last week I offered you 55. You weren't keen. I've secured 54 and 56.
One day, Andy, you'll offer me Probe Tube 1.
Is that a hint?
I might be
Is that a hint at what
well,
you're after? Okay, I'll bear
it.
That in
Is
mind.
That however you
well, Probe Tube 54 or 56. Or you can be Fraction Jackson. He can convert any percentage into a fraction in a heartbeat.
Just like that?
Yep. Or you can be Jim Halfpenny. Used to be Jim Wilson, but he's changed the name. He's obsessed with Jill Halfpenny.
Right.
Off the telly.
What did she used to be in, Andy?
She was in Strictly Come Dancing and, I believe, Coronation Street.
Oh, right, yo.
And he styles himself on Jill Halfpenny. Big,
Wasn't
powerful
Wasn't she a
thighs.
Detective at one point in a blouse?
That rings a bell, yeah.
Jill Halfpenny is,
yeah.
Whatever, Mrs. Pearson, detective.
Yeah.
You know, Ruth Pearson. Ruth Pearson.
Yeah. So there you go. Probe Tube 54, Fraction Jackson, Jim Halfpenny, or...
I like Tom. Fraction Jackson's skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll take Fraction Jackson.
You can be Fraction Jackson for today's show, then.
Ask me any percentage. I presume I've got the skills now.
Right, let's have a go. 57%.
57%
fraction.
Is 21/11.
No, nowhere near.
No, well, I'm not Fraction Jackson, and I'll be Ronnie Hot Dog. Wife's questions for you, Andy.
Go for it.
If you're ready.
I'm ready.
Andy, you're not going to play one of those dreary synth songs, are you, this week?
I am, Bob, yeah.
Why?
Do you want it now?
No, I don't want it now.
What, near the end?
As near the end as possible. What about as a postscript? Bloody hell. Right, wife's
okay,
questions.
Right then.
Wife's questions. Andy, I imagine that your order is that of a slice of Domino's hot dog stuffed crust that's been kept overnight in a sleeping bag alongside a dog dirt. Is this correct? It's a nice question for you, Andy.
It's very beautifully put.
Rich, savoury smell.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much there?
Pretty much.
Yeah. On second question, on your estate in Sunderland, is there a communal washing machine or does the council provide a hose pipe for you all to share?
We've all got outdoor washing facilities of our own.
Yeah.
Individual.
Yeah.
Ponds.
I don't know why you're showing too much respect to the wife. You've got your own washing machine, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
You recommended it to me. Well, do you remember?
I did it. What did I write? It's a Beko, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Beko, yeah.
Has it served you well?
I've had it for about 4 years now, yeah.
Because that's a pretty high spin speed, isn't it? Have you got 1600?
It goes 1400.
You didn't get the model I recommended then. I promise you never.
I don't think I've ever spun it on 1600.
Yeah.
Because you can change the spin speed on the quick wash.
Yeah.
But I find if I do the 1400 spin,
yeah,
it comes out wet. If I do the 1200 spin for some reason, they come out slightly drier.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't expect, would you? Expect it to be the other way around.
That is unusual.
Faster spin.
I think you've got a defect there, Andy. I've got to be honest with you. Do you wear, if you do a 1600 spin, Andy, someone like you, you could just wear, put the clothes straight on.
Yeah.
They'd be pretty much
just run around
dry.
I can't run around. Obviously, you've seen me.
Final question from the wife. When Sunderland applied for City of Culture,
yep,
was it because of the sheer amount of yoghurt you all used to keep the thrush at bay?
I like that. You've took the word culture there and you've given it its other meaning.
Yeah.
No.
So tell me, Andy, give me one good reason. You know, speak up for your city.
Well, I've done another song. Like I did last week, if you'd like to join in.
Is it a German song?
No, it's you know, Sunderland.
All right, we'll do that then. And it's going to actually, you know, help contribute to
the... I hope so. Okay. I mean, the bid's gone in now. There's nothing I can do.
Are you ready? Sunderland.
Two-platform railway.
Sunderland.
Dyson air blades.
Sunderland.
Hot chicken counter.
Sunderland.
Artificial tanning options.
Sunderland.
DVD rental.
Sunderland.
Oh, that's it.
That's it, is it?
Yeah.
Well, if we do that a few weeks running, you'll almost have like a document to support the bid.
The bid's gone in, though.
That doesn't mean you can't.
This is just for my own amusement.
Who decides? Is it the Queen?
It'll be Melvin Bragg, I think.
Well, Bragg will listen to this, won't he?
He's from the north.
In the year when athletic... Right. Shall we do one of my long stories, Andy?
Go on, get one of your long stories out of the way and I'll just go to the toilet.
Okay. Steve McLaren.
Go on then.
Well, if you've been to the live show, anyone out there, you'll know that Steve got full custody of Casper. So that's nice, isn't it, Andy?
Nice spoiler there for anyone that's going to come to the live shows, which we might be doing some more of very soon.
Oh, that would be good. They're good fun,
to announce some over the next few days.
Well,
check out athleticalmince.com.
Yeah, check it out. It's really cool.
On the Twitter.
So we'll tweet that if that should happen.
Yeah.
And if you've been following the news since I last spoke about Steve, you'll know that he's out of a job, having completed a, what are they called?
Destroy an exit mission at Derby
County. So things have been pretty slow for Steve. Spends most of his days at home with Casper, reading the carpet magazines, testing carpet samples, surfing the net for carpet-related stuff, stories, videos and that, yeah?
Right.
Has to cook his own beans on toast now. And he was happy last week because the new potato season started.
Yes.
And he got a bag of them and he had them with some slices of lunch and meat.
Right.
It's a nice little meal for Steve. Tidied up his wardrobe.
How does he have the potatoes boiled?
He boils them up, yeah.
Yeah.
He boils them up. It's,
bit of salt in the water or just...
He phoned me up about this and he said he uses a salted butter and he thinks that's sufficient.
Yeah.
You know, for the saltiness.
Yeah, you don't have too much salt, do you?
He doesn't like the pepper because it's foreign, but it's a foreign sourced, you know what I mean? He's tidied up his wardrobe. He's separated. Now, what he's done is he's separated his shirts into categories, right? So he's got BHS short sleeve comfort fit blue.
Right.
Yeah. M&S short sleeve comfort fit blue. Mm-hmm. Short sleeve comfort fit yellow. Long sleeve comfort fit blue. Long sleeve comfort fit yellow.
Got a lot of options.
Yeah, so he's got his options there. He's arranged his ties right from light brown right through to dark brown.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the ties. All the available ties.
Yeah, his brown ties. He's separated his shoes into slip-on beige, slip-on grey, and slip-on caramel. He wears a caramel, yeah.
When he's for holidays?
Holidays, functions, that sort of thing. He's been busying himself. He's filled in, like, with filler, polyfiller and that, the holes in the bedroom wall where the fat lass used to kick out.
Yeah.
He's filled them in. He's bagged up all the fat lass's soft toys and fun pillows, yeah? He's took them down the charity shop. He's cleaned the path at the side of the house and took the weeds out of all the little cracks.
I thought you were going to say he cleaned the fun pillows there. I hope he did clean the fun pillows before he took them down the charity shop.
Oh, Steve would have, yeah, definitely. He's repainted the bathroom where the big lass had made a mess.
Yeah.
You know? He's took the leaves and muck out of his gutters. Turned the mattress.
Sounds like a new start, this, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, put the neck curtains through a wash.
New chapter.
Yep, took his Skoda for an MOT. He started putting them, is it Calpo? Washing machines last longer with...
Calgon.
He started putting Calgon tablets in his dishwasher and washing machine after having been very impressed with their advert.
This sounds like someone who's come out of a very dark period in their life.
Well,
they're on the up.
It's just a catch-up, you know. He took Casper to the park the other week in his rucksack and he had an egg sandwich.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one day he sat on the sofa with Casper reading him a story about a magic carpet, right? And he thinks to himself, where would I be without you, Casper? Suddenly there's a knock at the door. Fucker. Ow!
Metal door.
Steve is straight up. Oh, Casper, a visitor, I wonder who that could be. Well, it turns out, it's the man from British Gas, and he's there to give the boiler its annual service.
Is this related to my British Gas song I did last week? Have they been in touch?
No, that's just serendipity. Just something. But there is something, like, British gassy in the air, isn't there?
At the minute.
Well, it turns out he's there at the annual service. Oh, of course, says Steve. I was looking forward to that. Smashing, do come in. Can I get you tea, coffee, maybe some beans on toast? Or maybe some new potatoes. It's the new season, you know. It's so lovely to see you. Oh, God. All right, yeah. All right, just show me the boiler, sir. Steve. All right, so Worcester Combi 251 with digital display and internal condensation siphon. Yes, I know, sir. I'm a gas engineer. Look, excuse me, sir. I think you might have a large moth on your forehead. Don't be daft. It's me Hair Island, you Rodney Plonker. Let me tell you all about it. There once was a manager had a wonderful idea to take over a big club and bring it to its knees. He carpeted the boardroom and the club canteen. He carpeted the car park but failed to build a team. He's a Hair Island. It's my Hair Island. It's me Hair Island, you plonker. So, you know, he sings that to him and manager says, all right, if you could just leave me to get on, I think that would be best, sir. All right. So, are you interested in the story, Andy? What do you think?
It's all right. I'm wondering where it's going.
Not much happening at the moment.
Not a lot.
So Steve goes back in the lounge, but Casper's not there, so he just turns on the telly. What's happened is Casper's crept upstairs and he's looking out a window, right? To his surprise, he sees the fat lass parked outside in a Corsa and she's on a phone.
A corset?
Corsa. It's a nippy,
Vauxhall.
Vauxhall Corsa, right. A nippy little hatchback.
Yeah.
Texting on a phone.
I know what a Corsa is, Bob. I'm not a moron.
So, I don't like the look of this. Rushes downstairs to tell Steve, thinking Steve's in the kitchen. He rushes straight in. He sees the gas man texting on his phone. Casper looks at his ID thing on his lanyard and sees that it ain't British Gas at all. It's just like a sort of sheriffy looking badge that's been downloaded and laminated. So that's suspicious, isn't it?
Just a bit.
Yeah. And Casper ain't daft, so just as the gas man turns round, Casper leaps at him and wraps himself around his neck. And the man screams, being suffocated, and drops to the floor. Steve rushes through to the kitchen. What are you doing, Casper? Leave the man alone. But Casper just tightens his grip. And with his tail, he flicks the gasman's phone towards Steve. Right?
Yep.
Steve picks it up and reads what he was texting. And here's this text, Andy. So it's a nice bonus for you that I've actually got the text here, isn't it?
Yeah, tell us the text.
My darling fat lass, good news, it's a Worcester 251, which is easy to fix so the gas will leak and the sensor will not override.
Whoa.
He's in all day, so he should be done in for in a few hours. I haven't seen the snake.
Whoa. Oh, good. Serious.
Dickens, what a plonker I've been not checking his ID thoroughly. Get out of here before I call the Rozzers, and Casper will not let go of you till you're out. So off he goes, Casper round his neck. Casper comes off and they've shut the door behind him. What a day, Casper. Hey, Casper, come on. Let's treat ourselves to a bus ride to the new convention centre. See how the building works coming on. Well, Casper forces a smile and off they go, get ready for the bus ride. Did you think, Andy, did you think that was a little bit like the movie Cable Guy?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, innit?
Yeah, I would say you've possibly stolen some elements of Cable Guy.
Yeah.
You might have to edit this one out.
Well, it's part of your consciousness, Cable Guy, innit? So I didn't mean to do it deliberately. I don't know if that's a defence.
I also thought as well it was indicative of that lack of attention to detail.
Why? What?
That's made Steve McLaren repeatedly fail.
What did you spot?
Management. Well, when he didn't check the lanyard.
Exactly, he didn't even check the lanyard.
You know what I mean?
You know, these days, we had Southern Water around where I live the other day.
Right.
But it wasn't Southern Water. Neighbourhood Watch people found out. They phoned up Southern Water and said, have you got any of your operatives around here at the moment? Nah.
So what was it, baddies?
Baddies. Proper baddies.
Shit. Talking about baddies.
Yeah.
I was in St Pancras Station.
Yeah.
This morning, just having a tod.
Nice.
Because I like to save it up for about 3 days before I come down.
Okay.
Drop it down south, as it were. London.
Yeah.
Because it keeps my council tax bill down a little bit.
Of course, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, not quite a lot, with knowing you, Andy.
So I did that. Came out of the bogs and the announcement came over the tannoy. Will Inspector Sands please report to the control room?
Right.
Do you know what that means?
No, I've no idea.
That's a code that they use when there's a fire alert or a bomb alert.
Inspector Sands. You're telling me the truth?
That's the truth. You can Google it if you want.
And so, carry on.
I fucking legged it.
So we don't know?
Well, I don't know yet. Nothing on the news as yet, but I just legged it.
Have you checked?
Yeah, I'm looking on Twitter now. There's nothing happening.
Oh, that's a serious story, that is?
That's a proper story, yeah.
Well, if everyone...
So if you're ever in a train station and you hear them asking for Inspector Sands, fucking leg it.
And you did. Well, I bet that was quite a sight, your little fat legs bobbing down the is it the Esplanade? And it's...
It was Carnaby Street.
Carnaby Street. Running past the leather bomber jackets.
Yeah.
And the Japanese
tourists.
Straight
out of King's Cross Station, straight down Carnaby Street.
Yeah.
To London Bridge.
To London Bridge.
Here we are, where the streets are paved with gold.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can I just quickly play Yes and no behind the door.
Oh, yeah, go on then. I understand it now, right?
Do you understand it? Right, yeah. There's an imaginary door over there next to the real
door. I've just said I understand it.
I know, but for new listeners,
we've got a new listener. Go on.
Not that door there you can see. Imagine a door next to it, right? I'm going to tell you what's behind the door.
Right.
You've got to tell us if you go in and have a look. A bear wearing a dress.
Yes.
Okay. Patrick Swayze's ghost, but it's not like the ghost in the film Ghost. He's pissed up this time. Pissed up Patrick Swayze ghost through the door.
No, I'm all right on it, Andy. I won't bother.
Too much potential aggro, do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to go, so right, I'll leave it.
Good idea. A nice sculpture of the Four Tops.
Can I only go and see one of them?
No, you go as many as you like.
No, I want to imagine. I don't want to see the ice sculpture. I want to imagine.
Right. A copper, but with dreadlocks.
Nah, not bothered.
Right. Last one. David Jason, but his brain has broken up through his skull and you can see it.
And you can see it? No, thanks.
What if it was throbbing? His brain.
No, still no. Still no.
Right, okay. 1 out of 5.
Oh, actually, if it's throbbing, yeah. If it's throbbing, I'll go through.
Still 1 out of 5.
Why? Are you saying I can't go and see the bear with the dress on now?
No, you've got one correct answer.
Oh, I see.
You know what
that
is a fraction.
1 out of 5. 1 out of 5, so 5th.
Very good. Getting there, Fraction Jackson. Getting there.
Oh, I wish one of them had been an ice ball of the new season's new potatoes. I'd have gone and have a look at that. Have you ever noticed, Andrew? Have you ever noticed? You can never find your TV remote when you want it, eh? I can see it written all over your face.
Yes.
So you end up searching down the back of the sofa and the biscuits and fag ends clog up your brass hand mechanism. Have you ever noticed that? Have you noticed that at a funeral when the vicar asks for a moment's silence in contemplation of the deceased's life, your brass hand always starts tapping against your penknife?
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever noticed, Andrew? You're on the beach eating a tub of ice cream and a seagull swoops down and flies off with your brass hand thinking it's a caramel magnum. Oh, I've noticed that.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Have we done them?
Yeah, that's that. Right, I'd like to go gangs the EPL.
All right, then.
Well, just before you do... I've got two nice stories, right? And an apology. I've got a Man United.
Yep.
And I've got a Borough Man City.
Right.
There's so much Tottenham stuff to do because there was terrible problems after the recent Arsenal-Tottenham match that I'm proposing that we save that for an EPL special.
Right.
Gangs of North London.
Right.
So I apologise that there's no Tottenham one this week, but I'm saving it up for a special.
Well, don't apologise.
So shall I do Borough? Shall I do Borough City or Man United? I did Man United last week, didn't I?
Well, do Borough, because they're not going to be in the EPL for much longer, are they?
Actually, that is a good point. So, yes, that's a good reason to do it.
Can
so,
I do...
Yeah.
Well.
So, gangs of the EPL. So, I was at the Borough match versus City, Manchester City, the one where Sane did his cheat, yeah? And after the match, I'm in the VIP area because I got passes and that.
Well, Andy. Obviously, I
have a meat pie and some new potatoes, new season's new potatoes, Charlotte's they were, very nice indeed.
Are you in league with the Potato Council of the United Kingdom here?
No,
or something?
It's
because
just...
you've repeatedly mentioned the new season of potatoes.
No, Andy, I love new potatoes, right? And... I'm trying to do a service because I hadn't spotted that they were in. I hadn't spotted it. Because, you know, like, there's still, like, five... Say I generally go Sainsbury's, yeah?
Right.
There's five, like, boxes of old potatoes and there's just one little crate of new potatoes.
So the new ones are just starting to fill
through.
I
just want to tell people they're out there now.
Yeah, but if there's just one little box and all the rest of it's the old stuff, you're going to be causing a demand that they're not going to be able to meet. It's just like a drip feed release.
Yeah, but the, you know,
teaser campaign.
Yeah, but they monitor sales, you know. And if we buy them, they'll make them. Don't you worry about that.
If Loot Crate find out you're advertising potatoes on this podcast, we're going to be in
new potatoes. So then I'll make me wait at the bogs to sit on the pot to finish me pint. You know what I mean? See what occurs. Well, in comes Alvaro Negredo, Rudy Gestede and Ben Gibson. Yeah, three big lads.
They're footballers, aren't
they? They're Borough footballers, yeah. Now, in the Middlesbrough bog, there's a special bin that it's where Brad Guzan uses. He uses it to dispose of his incontinence pants.
Right.
Alvaro swings back the lid, pulls out three little red capes and three miniature top hats. I say, oh, they're getting ganged up here, so there's going to be trouble. So they each put a cape on, and it says Loss on the back of one, Jimenez on the back of another,
yep.
Bastardus on the back of another, because they're the daft bastards.
Yep.
Out of the cubicle next to me, just at that moment, pops Steve Agnew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, temporary
caretaker manager.
He says, hey, lads, could you do up my trousers for me? I haven't got a fucking clue. Hey, which team do you play for?
That sounds remarkably like Steve Agnew.
And Negredo says, Middlesbrough. No, they sound shit. What was the score today? I was a bit confused. Ben says, 2-2, boss. Oh, well, that's not so bad, is it, boys? Who will we playing? Ben says, Manchester City. Ooh, I've heard of them. You must have done very well, lads. Negredo says, cheers, boss. And off goes Agnew. In walks Sane and Raheem Sterling, yeah?
Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, he walks in.
Okay.
Negredo says, take the kid out. He doesn't need to see this. Raheem says, I'm not a kid. I've got a £1 million house and I can cook beans on toast. Rudy says, have you got any ID? Raheem looks in the mirror, says, yes, that's me. It's like Raheem's joke, you know what I mean? But Rudy says, fair enough. Negredo says, today, Sane, you did the cheat on Los Hombros Bastardos. For that, you must pay. We are going to overpower you. Yeah?
Overpower.
Going to overpower you and make your hair limp and lifeless using Rudy's frizzies. Right? Because Rudy's gone straight. He's always got his frizzies on him. And he says, here, no way, man. No, I've got... Well, Sane's German, isn't he? What German like? What are German people speak like?
I wouldn't... Ooh.
This is bad news. Hey, it's no way, man. These locks are my brand, my identity. They make me powerful.
That's a bit Dutch-Mexican, but
him. Yeah, he's kind of cool, though, you know.
It's a melting pot kind of world now, isn't it?
You're right, and Sane's central to it. Ben says, fucking pipe down, Sane. We are the daft bastards. We'll do what we want. Rudy's got giantism. It could get like mice and men in here if you're not careful. Right? Alvaro grabs him round the neck and Rudy whips out his frizzies. He's about to spray it on Sane's hair when Sterling, Raheem, shouts out, I wouldn't do that if I were you. They look up and Sterling has got one of Brad Guzan's incontinence pants in his hand. He takes it out of the sealed bag. It's like dripping with piss and filth, you know, because it's not just for wee.
Right.
He lets everything go, Brad.
The whole lot.
The whole lot. So what you've got is a standoff, a bit like Reservoir Dogs, right? So I see my chance, because Raheem's right in front of my door. So I soak a big lump of bog roll in the pot, right, and creep out. I say, put that down, Raheem. I've got what is basically an unclean water grenade here, and I will use it. Yeah. Quick, Alvaro, overpower him, right? So we've all got like a three-way standoff now. Negredo says, I can't overpower him. I'm not going anywhere near Brad's nappy. The man has the guts of a donkey. I said, well, what about you, Ben? Are you willing to give it a go and overpower the kid? No way, Chaw. Brad's pants can take you down just looking at them, never mind inhaling that muck. Bang on that moment, Raheem falls to the floor, overcome by the fumes.
Shit.
Yeah? Ha, ha, ha. He is overpowered by Brad's fermenting pants, says Alvaro. But of course, Andy, you have heard about the laws of diffusion, won't you?
I remember the laws of diffusion.
Yeah, and we know it, Brad's pants, Brad's gas has spread right across the toilet and we all lit the deck.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I wake up in hospital in South Cleveland, South Cleveland Hospital. I've got a Dairy Lee sandwich on White Slice Mother's Pride and that's been served directly on my chest, yeah?
Emergency treatment.
Yeah, and I look... it's not that I'm... That's me... I don't know, me look tea. I look to the left and Alvaro's in the bed next to me. He's got a Parmo and chips, again, just served directly on his chest.
Yeah.
So I say, I'm a bit woozy. So I say, what happened? Negredo says, we were overpowered by Bradgas. the kid Razim was taken to Great Ormond Street. At this point, Steve Agnew comes in with a bunch of flowers, comes straight to me and says, "Wife said you scored a goal for our team against the other team, so I got you these." "Well, thanks, boss." And Agnew gets into an empty bed that's next to me. "Oh, it's nice to be home. Night, night." That's kind of the end of it, Andy. But
right.
Just wondered, do you think a bit like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Or
towards the end, yeah. I'm thinking as well, I've just picked up on this, that you might not have a great deal of confidence in Steve Agnew, the Middlesbrough manager, going forward, as they
going
say.
Going forward.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's a journey without
right.
Steve.
So. He's a lovely fella, but
lovely
not cut
fella.
Out for top
He's got a lovely
management.
Waxed head, but, you know, yeah. Times are tough. Yeah, Barry Homeowner here. Hi.
Oh, hi, Barry.
Oh, yeah, great to see you. Pop round sometime for some lasagna!
Hang on.
Hello. What a bore.
Hello, Barry.
Who's the... Oh, it's my fucking
next
tenant.
Door, it's your next door neighbour.
Hello there.
Terry Renter.
All right, Terry. Can you be quick, Terry? I'm actually online.
That's all I wanted to ask you about, Barry. Can I leech off your internet for a bit so I can go online and look at some nice pictures on the internet? Because I can't afford internet myself.
Yeah.
Because of the rent.
Yeah.
And my landlord says I'm not allowed to put pictures up on my wall.
Yeah, that's quite right.
So can I look at pictures on the internet? Use your internet, Barry?
No, you can't, Terry.
Why not, Barry?
You can't because you're a renter. Get a fucking life.
Well, that's not my fault, Barry.
Oh, ding dong, landlord here. Do you know what I mean? No way, renter. No way, renter. See ya.
Can I?
Hey, no way, renter.
Barry.
Yeah, Terry.
Still in.
Yeah.
Can I come round later with me kids and come with stroke your rabbit? Because me lease says I'm not allowed to have pets, and we used to have a puppy, but we had to give it away at the dog shelter. So if we could just come round and see your rabbit for a while, me and the kids.
Terry.
Please, Barry.
Out you go, renter.
Oh, fucking hell, man, Barry.
Barry, I have to do these as a run. I've got to get in on him.
Do some Barry gun, go on then.
Yeah, I've extended my patio decking to the side of the house, right, yeah? So even if you come in from the side entrance, you're going to see that this homeowner is well decked. Ding dong, landlord here. Landlord, just wondered if I could put some decking outside the back door. No way, renter. The only decking you'll be getting is the one from the bailiffs when they evict you for rent arrears. Off, off, off. I've got an energy-saving app on my smartphone that updates tariffs, monitors consumption. My up-and-over garage doors are surprisingly energy-efficient, even with the in-situ safety cameras. I'm chuffed to fuck with them, I really am. Ding dong, landlord here. Just came to empty the pay-as-you-go electricity meter. I need the spare change to buy some sirloin steaks for my pooch.
Oh, Barry, man.
Hey, that's him. I'll do some more of him next time. I got all run of them.
But, right.
Poor
Terry, though. Right, well, that's it for this one.
Yeah?
And I'm going to play me song now.
Oh, no. Can I get out with you before
it's
you play?
It's about social media.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit Kraftwerk, a little bit LCD sound system.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just play it after the theme music.
Yeah, well,
the
can I get out,
you
thank
you.
You
can go if you want. Fuck off.
Social media, it's killing in your face. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.